How does this Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating endoscopy report on Talia L. Zamora, date of birth 1/6/1973, date of procedure May 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. DR referring physician is Dr. Frank Levia. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, distension, colorectal cancer screening. Description procedure, informed consent period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, oral experience of the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia keeper. Well, lubricator loose with your gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, or retroflex view is obtained in the cardiac air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well lubricator loose with your colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, or cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period, the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, seminal colon, and the rectum or retroflex is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Doc Rep score is graded as a. Come on, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Finding an upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next sign, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from bipolar. Next sign, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and zero lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae noted on retroflexion. Next line. Melanosis coli was noted. Next line. Planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Given abdominal pain and patient describes some discomfort with fatty foods as well as right upper quadrant pain, would recommend HIDA evaluation. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.